I, along with thousands of other motorists, have successfully completed a task that Johnson County Commission Chairman Bill Novotny could not. I wonder what percentile of drivers that puts Bill Novotny in. Do you suppose it's the bottom 1% or maybe half a percent? More than likely, it's the bottom 1/1000th of a percent, or perhaps 5/1000th. Who knows? I mean, the odds are astronomical. Truth is, in the history of cowboy state politics, we can only think of one person who presumably drove all the way from Sheridan to Buffalo, Wyoming on the wrong side of the interstate while blackout drunk, eluding police with an open container. But, of course, he didn't plead to all that. What, you're confused? No, that wasn't the plea agreement at all. See, it's perfectly normal for them to drop the reckless driving charge and the open container, and, I mean, honestly, who among us would actually be forced to show up in court? Certainly not Bill Novotny. No. I mean, he's a Johnson County commissioner. I mean, he's got way too much on his plate to actually show up in front of the judge. Yeah, we couldn't have that. Come to think of it, there's a whole bunch of other stuff we couldn't have either. You know, like a public apology. At this point, I know I'd probably settle for a Bill Clinton-style apology speech, but we're not going to get that either with Johnson County Commission Chairman Bill Novotny. Oh no, because he's not really been held accountable. He didn't really have to suffer the indignity of showing up in front of the judge and admitting what he actually did. See, if he did that, it would be recorded, you know, and so I could play it on the program for you. But that's okay, because I've got a lot of other court-ish stuff to read to you concerning Bill Novotny. I mean, you'll find it fascinating, including the original police report. Now that's some fantastic reading, my friends. And of course, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com and find all of Bill's paperwork that I got from the clerk of court. Oh, but I shouldn't be too hard on him. You know, according to Frontier Republican founder Gail Simmons, Bill Novotny, he needs a little bit of grace. Isn't that right, Gail? I mean, everybody who drives drunk on the wrong side of the interstate, well, wait a minute, there's really not that many people that drive drunk on the wrong side of the interstate. But anyway, I'm sure they deserve grace too, right, Gail? But not Troy Bray. No. I mean, he wrote a mean email. I mean, Bill Novotny may have endangered the lives of hundreds of people, but at least he didn't write a mean email and say hurtful things. Are you getting the idea that our whole concept of accountability is pretty screwed up? Well, it is, and I'm going to explain it to you. But first, some totally egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program, including Bill Novotny's paperwork. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden and you don't know a darn thing, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing this whole time, but didn't. Speaking of Bill Clinton, he's in the hospital with a urological problem. Yeah, he's still got problems down there. In fact, just when I think that all of these universal constants that I have come to rely on had stopped cold, Bill Clinton comes along and shows me that the world is still spinning on its axis and there still are some things that I can believe in. Bill Clinton is still Slick Willie, and he still has problems down south. Speaking of south, did you guys hear that the Biden administration is now going to reinstate Trump's stay in Mexico policy? Yeah, as it turns out, completely opening up the border and letting everybody in is really a dumb idea. But really, in the history of dumb ideas, is it really the worst one? I mean, it only contributed to helping wreck our economy and opened up the flow of drugs back into this country. Oh, yeah, and not to mention the sex trafficking that has gone up tenfold. And oh, yeah, then there's the humanitarian crisis that's showing up along the border. Turns out, when you're homeless and you have no money and you migrate about 1,000 miles and try to enter the United States with absolutely nothing, about the only thing you can do is stay on the border and hope that somebody gives you food and water because you couldn't bring it yourself. Okay, I stand corrected. That's a colossal bad idea. But anyway, the Biden administration has said that Trump was right again. No, actually, they didn't say that. They just kind of dumped that in the Friday news and said that they're going to reinstate the stay in Mexico policy. Well, anyway, so as you're aware, we at Cowboy State Politics don't participate in that stupid Friday news dump thing. So let's begin with our top story, Bill Novotny. Where, oh, where to begin? Well, let's start with Exhibit A. No, really, that's what it's called. At approximately 2.09 hours, that's 2.09 a.m., I, the arresting officer, was traveling westbound on I-90 near mile marker 54 when I observed a vehicle's headlights traveling eastbound in the westbound lane. As I passed the vehicle, I observed it to be a silver Volvo bearing the Wyoming registration of beep. See, I'm being nice. I didn't put his license plate number in there. At this time, I turned my vehicle around and initiated a traffic stop by activating my overhead emergency lights. The vehicle continued to travel in an approximate speed of 50 miles per hour in a 75. Now, wait until you hear this next part and see if you're as confused as I am. Eastbound in the westbound lane. At this time, I activated my sirens as the vehicle was failing to yield. The vehicle continued eastbound in the westbound lane for another 3 miles. The vehicle then merged southbound onto the northbound ramp of I-25 and continued to travel southbound in the northbound lane at mile marker 300. The vehicle continued for 2 more miles before coming to a stop near mile marker 298, southbound in the northbound lane. Multiple vehicles were observed traveling in the path of this vehicle during this short pursuit. If you feel so inclined, there's a short video on CowboyStatePolitics.com that you can download and watch, taken from one of those other drivers that Bill Novotny almost hit. Well, anyhow, let's skip a paragraph. Quote, upon receipt of the driver's information, I returned to speak with Novotny. I asked him to step out of his vehicle. While getting out of the vehicle, Novotny exhibited poor balance while exiting and standing. I asked Novotny how much he had to drink tonight, and he stated, quote, more than I should have, end quote. No kidding! Let's go to the end of the officer's statement. Quote, the intoximeter resulted in a BAC of 0.186% and 0.187%, respectively. That's more than twice the legal limit. No wonder he didn't know what planet he was on. Well, anyway, here's what they sentenced him to. 30 days in jail with 29 suspended and credit for 1 day. By the way, he didn't even spend 1 day in jail. Not a complete day. He was arrested and then released the following afternoon. Not 24 hours. A $1,040 fine and a year of unsupervised probation. That seems a little light, doesn't it? Well, and he also has to undergo an alcohol evaluation. But that's it. But see, they dropped the whole driving on the wrong side of the interstate business. You want to know why? Because that one's reckless driving. Well, in Wyoming, reckless driving is defined as any person who drives any vehicle in willful or wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property is guilty of reckless driving. Yeah, that certainly qualifies, doesn't it? Yeah, that one is 6 months in jail or $750 fine. Or both. It'd be kind of hard for him to be a county commissioner and be in the slammer for 6 months. Oh, well, yeah, and as a condition of his probation, he has to be gainfully employed. By the way, we should do something about that. Bill Novotny needs to absolutely resign. He hasn't issued a public apology, he hasn't made a public statement, and he didn't even have to show up in front of the judge and admit what he did. Aside from being a county commissioner, Bill Novotny is also the vice president of the Wyoming County Commissioners Association. Jeremiah Ryman, who is the executive director of the WCCA, said in a statement to Cowboy State Politics, quote, the WCCA does not condone driving under the influence. It is a serious and dangerous infraction. We appreciate that Commissioner Novotny has accepted responsibility, no he hasn't, for his irresponsible actions and has committed to working to regain the trust of his community. He might start with apologizing and our members to promote healing. The WCCA will support Commissioner Novotny in his efforts to abate mental health and substance abuse issues in Johnson County. End quote. We'll get back to weekend update here in just a second, but first, a totally obscene profit timeout. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, sorry. I forgot that you're still probably bent out of shape about the 2 feet of snow that's filled up your boat because it's been parked outside. And that's too bad, too. I really do feel for you. But what you should have done is contacted my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They could have built you a building that you could park your boat in and it wouldn't fill up with that white crap. But since you didn't, I suggest you give them a call right now. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. You just tell them what you need, and they'll fill out all the details for you. So give them a call or check them out on their website. Another thing you ought to do is figure out where the Wing It food truck is and go get you some hot wings. They're delicious. I really suggest the garlic parmesan wings. If you want to know where you can find the Wing It food truck, go to the website under the sponsors tab and you'll find their schedule there. They travel around the state going from town to town, so your chances of locating them are pretty good. So if you're hungry for some yummy, yummy hot wings, go find the Wing It food truck, go to the website and look under the sponsors tab, and there you'll find the schedule, and then get yourself some of the best hot wings in the state of Wyoming. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, tell everybody you know about it. I'll post all of the episodes there, as well as anything I find through the course of the week that I think you might be interested in. If there's little news bites that I get, I'll post them there. So go like it, share it, and follow it. And now, back to the program. So allow me to let you in on a few of the things that Commissioner Bill Novotny did after he was released from jail. He was in a county commissioner's meeting, and then he was in a legislative meeting, and then he didn't issue an apology, and then a little bit after that, he announced at the fair and rodeo, oh yeah, and he was in the parade, and he still didn't issue an apology, and so it kind of makes you wonder if he really thinks that he needs to do anything different at all. Well, all I know is if you or I did the things that Bill Novotny did, we'd still be in jail and we'd have a heck of a lot more than a year of unsupervised probation. Next up, I'm pretty sure that Nancy Case is feeling a little bummed out today, since we are definitely going to have a special session in the Wyoming legislature. The legislature approved a special session that is to take place from October 26th to October 28th to deal with Joe Biden's threat to issue vaccine mandates via OSHA. Yeah, you heard that correctly. There is not a vaccine mandate yet. Right now, it's just a speech. There's no executive order, there's no legislation, there's no regulation, there's nothing. It's just Joe Biden saying that we're going to have a vaccine mandate. But that hasn't stopped a lot of big companies from telling their employees that if they don't get the vaccine, that they're going to be fired. Enter Banner Health, who operates several healthcare facilities in the state of Wyoming. Banner Health told employees that they'd be fired November 1st if they didn't receive the vaccine. Keep in mind, in the Wyoming Constitution, we have Article 1, Section 38 that says that everybody can make their own healthcare decisions. That doesn't say that schools can do it, and it certainly doesn't say that employers can do it. Another little fascinating Wyoming Constitution tidbit is Article 10, Section 5, that says, and I quote, no corporation organized under the laws of Wyoming Territory or any other jurisdiction than this state shall be permitted to transact business in this state until it shall have accepted the Constitution of this state and filed such acceptance in accordance with the laws thereof, end quote. So basically, if a corporation hasn't agreed to the Wyoming Constitution and Article 1, Section 38, according to the Constitution, they're unable or they're not allowed to conduct business within the boundaries of this state. I'm not exactly sure why this isn't being enforced, but it ought to be. Another little wrinkle that legislators are going to need to iron out is that Wyoming is a right-to-work state, which means that your employer can fire you for any reason whatsoever or no reason at all. So how does that square with the Wyoming Constitution when it says that you can make your own healthcare decisions and yet your employer wants you to take a vaccine? So the legislators need to clear up that little confusion within Wyoming statutes. And in case you've forgotten, Sleepy Joe and his brotherly band of Bolsheviks have put together a fantastic plan for vaccine mandates. Here's a little piece from NBC News.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you.
The president is ordering nearly all federal workers and employees of contractors that do business with the federal government get vaccinated within 75 days, eliminating their option to be tested instead of getting shots. Employees who refuse could be punished, even fired.
If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
Here's the super comforting part, just so you can sear it into your memory. as if you needed any more of it.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. This is not about freedom or personal choice.
He certainly sounds like an American president, doesn't he? It's for this very reason that we have to have a special session. And like I said, that's going to take place between October 26th and October 28th. And hopefully our legislators can do something to stop Biden's vaccine mandates. The easy answer is probably to create a special class of those people who have a religious exemption, which is already in the Wyoming Constitution, or those people who have a personal health care exemption. That's all they need to do. And, of course, fix that whole confusion between the right-to-work law and the Wyoming Constitution, Article 1, Section 38. But the special session does have some detractors. You probably wouldn't guess that Senator Nancy Case is among them. Here's what he said at the last Corporations Committee hearing.
So I'm a little confused about how well thought out this is.
Well, I think also any prospective mandate will be unconstitutional.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I think this is going to blow up in our face.
And it's blowing up across the country.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure how a special session where the legislature says we're not going to implement OSHA, or we're going to withdraw support to OSHA, or we're going to compensate employers for their OSHA plans. There's not a very good path there. There is a path with litigation. And I think we've already committed to do that. There's absolutely a path of litigation. But for the legislature to jump in this mess, I'm having a hard time seeing a path forward.
In any case, the final vote to call a special session was 36 representatives in the House and 18 senators in the Senate. And when I finally get the final count as to who voted where, I'll definitely let you know. In our next story, we go back to Johnson County. Apparently, across the state of Wyoming, cemetery districts have this weird habit of wanting to spend taxpayer dollars where they don't need to. If you remember correctly, this epidemic started in Campbell County, where their cemetery district voted twice to spend $10,000 for economic development. That's what I said. The cemetery district in Gillette is part of an economic development outfit. And now, unfortunately, the sickness has spread to Johnson County. Three members of the Cemetery District Board are wanting to build what is called a columbarium. If you're unfamiliar with that term, it's kind of like a garden where you can bury urns of people who have been cremated at an extremely exorbitant price. If you want to get an idea of what these things look like, drive down Highway 59 past the cemetery in Gillette. There's this big garden that you can see. It's actually kind of pretty, but it's extraordinarily expensive to build, and believe it or not, some people have actually been married in the garden in the cemetery. I know, weird, but other strange stuff happens in this state too. Okay, back to Johnson County. Anyway, three members of the Cemetery District Board want to spend $250,000 to build this columbarium at the cemetery. Right now, the cemetery has about $1 million in the bank, in reserves, and that money is to be used for operating of the cemetery. Each year, the cemetery runs a cost of about $300,000, and for the last several years, they've been operating in the red. So instead of wisely saving that money for the future, that is, operating of the cemetery, three people on the board have decided that they want to spend $250,000 to build this dumb columbarium. First problem with this thing, aside from it costing an extraordinary amount of money, is that it's completely unneeded. Right now, with what the cemetery has prepared, they can hold over 2,000 funerals. And newsflash, there's only about 5,000 people that live in Buffalo, Wyoming. Each year, there are about 60 to 70 funerals in Buffalo, and 3/4 of those are cremations. So right now, with what the cemetery district has prepared in Willow Grove Cemetery, we're good for the next 20 years. With the property that the Cemetery District Board currently owns, we're probably good for the next 100 years. To date, the Cemetery District has spent $17,500 on construction drawings for a crematory burial garden that we don't need. Really, they ought to bury this idea in one of the 2,000 spaces that they already have available in the cemetery. If you're curious about what all the special districts or boards have been doing in the city and county, their minutes are posted on the county website or on the city website. So make sure you go check them out, because there's a lot of stuff going on in our counties that most of us don't have any idea of, like dumb crematory buriums that we don't need. That'll do it for this edition of Weekend Update, and we'll talk again on Monday, where I've got an interview with Laramie County Sheriff's candidate James Barth. It's an interesting interview. Until then, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.